This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. We'll be running down the news this hour. Next hour, I'm going to be playing an interview that Dr. Patrick Slattery did earlier this week with Don Advo. You're going to enjoy that, I promise. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. The website's thealternativemedia.com. And we were finishing up last hour talking about what had happened in Georgia. And I wanted to play a news clip and that ran locally in the media there. So let's go ahead and play that now.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jovita Moore.
I'm Justin Farmer. The Georgia Secretary of State's office now confirms 10 separate cyber attacks on its network, all traced back to DHS addresses. Investigative reporter Aaron Diamond's been following new developments since he broke this story last week. And Aaron, you talked with a frustrated Georgia Secretary of State here within the past 90 minutes.
Yeah, Justin, think about it like this. Say somebody shows up at your back door and tries to knock it in with a battering ram out of the blue. Now, the door holds up, but it definitely makes you take a much closer look at who's been quietly knocking over the last few months. And then it turns out it's someone you'd least expect. Well, that's exactly what Georgia's Secretary of State's office is dealing with.
We need to know.
In an exclusive interview, a visibly frustrated Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp confirmed 10 separate cyber attacks of different levels on his agency's network over the last 10 months that all traced back to United States Department of Homeland Security IP addresses.
We're being told something that they think they haven't figured out, yet nobody's really shown us how this happened.
Kemp told us his office's cybersecurity vendor discovered the additional so-called vulnerability scans to his network's firewall after a massive mid-November cyber attack triggered an internal investigation. The Secretary of State's office manages Georgia's elections, and most concerning for Kemp about the newly discovered scans, the timing. The first one on February 2nd happened the day after Georgia's voter registration deadline. The next one just days before the SEC primary. Another in May, the day before the general primary, plus two in November, the day before and the day of the presidential election.
It makes you wonder if somebody was trying to prove a point.
Last week, DHS confirmed the large November 15th hack traced back to a U.S. Customs and Border Protection internet gateway. But Kemp says DHS's story about its source keeps changing.
First, it was an employee in Corpus Christi. Now it's a contractor in Georgia.
And unsatisfied with the response he got from DHS Secretary Jay Johnson this week, Kemp fired off this letter Wednesday to loop in President-elect Donald Trump.
We just need to ask the new administration to take a look at this and make sure that we get the truth. The people of Georgia are deserving to know that and really demanding it.
Now, Kemp says several other scans came around the same time he testified before Congress about his opposition to a federal plan to classify election systems as critical infrastructure like power plants and financial systems. Kemp believes Georgia's election systems, state election systems, are already secure and doesn't want the feds involved. DHS did not return our email seeking comment. We're live in downtown Atlanta at the state capitol. Aaron Diamond, Channel 2 Action News.
Okay, I wanted to share that with you because that is interesting news that mainstream media completely boycotts covering because it's not part of their agenda to keep you fixated on we've got to have the endless enemy, the constant enemy. Now it's Putin, since Putin's pretty much defeating ISIS in Syria. And, you know, Putin said in a statement earlier this week, and I was kind of took by its boldness. He said that ISIS is soon to be destroyed and that it would be the end of the U.S. Financed terrorist group. And so they keep this whole misinformation going. And so now Putin has to be the one that is demonized for exposing the United States of America as the murdering, raping liar that it's turned out to be all across, especially the Middle East. Now, this is interesting news right here, and I didn't know this till tonight, and I was getting ready. Reuters has got a story out right now. The U.S. intelligence community will soon disclose an estimate of the number of Americans whose electronic communications have been caught in the crosshairs of online surveillance programs intended for foreigners, U.S. lawmakers said in a letter seen by Reuters on Friday, which would be yesterday. The estimate requested by members of the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee is expected to be made public as early as next month, the letter said. Its disclosure would come as Congress is expected to begin debate in the coming months over whether to reauthorize or reform the so-called surveillance authority known as Section 702, a provision that was added to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 2008. Now, the timely production of this information is incredibly important to informed debate on Section of 702, and without it, even those of us inclined to support reauthorization would have reason of concern. So this is actually, they are actually going to release the number of Americans who they have had constantly under a communication surveillance. Now, you know, obviously, how could we ever trust these numbers? And, of course, you know, when you're dealing with a liar, you expect to be lied to. But the Friday, the letter was sent to the National Intelligence Director, James Clapper. It said his office and National Security Agency officials had already briefed congressional staff about how the intelligence community intends to comply with the disclosure request. So wouldn't it be interesting to find out? Now, I don't go on to saying that it's going to give the names of who is on this list, but just to get an idea of the sheer numbers that's on this list would be interesting in itself. Now, something else, that legislation that passed that probably no one knows about, November 30th, which was 1 week after the Washington Post launched its witch hunt against Russian propaganda fake news with 390 votes in the House, they quietly passed H.R. 6393, the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal year 2014, which was sponsored by California Republican Devin Nunes, whose third largest donor in 2016 is Google's parent company, Alphabet. A bill which deals with a number of intelligence-related issues, including Russian propaganda, or what the government calls propaganda, and hints at a potential crackdown on offenders. When you look at the bill, section Title V, matters related to foreign countries, whose section 501 calls for the government to counter active propaganda that is used to exert covert influence. The section lists definitions of media manipulation, establishment of a front group, covert broadcasting, media manipulation, disinformation and forgeries, funding agents of influence, incitement of offensive counterintelligence, terrorist acts. Now, an activist post correctly notes, it's easy to see how this law, if passed by the Senate and signed by the president, could easily be used to target, threaten, or eliminate so-called fake news websites, a list which has been used arbitrarily to define any website or blog that does not share the mainstream media views as public relations arms given to the administration. So you can see they're putting in place various pieces of legislation right now under our nose that is designed to eliminate any kind of information that does not go along with their false narratives. In fact, it looks to me like from this list of what they're going to come against, Alex Jones's hysterical news and rants and misinformation that he constantly disseminates looks like he would be top of the list, but he won't be. Now, curiously, this bill passed on November 30th, but it was introduced on November 22nd, 2 days before the Washington Post published its November 24th article citing experts who claim Russian propaganda helped Donald Trump get elected. Now, Zero Hedge reported in an article that's been widely blasted that the Washington Post wrote that two terms of independent researchers found that the Russians exploited American-made technology platforms to attack U.S. democracy at a particularly vulnerable moment, although there's been, you know, no proof whatsoever put forward. As an insurgent candidate harnessed a wide range of grievances to claim and made claims to the White House, the sophistication of the Russian tactics supposedly complicated efforts by Facebook and Google to even crack down on fake news, as they have vowed to do after widespread complaints about the problem. All of a sudden, everybody's complaining simultaneously about fake news. You know, it's laughable now. What has happened after Donald Trump has been elected? They have disintegrated into any means necessary to come against the alternative sources of news and information. And I've been expecting a crackdown to come for a long time. I don't know if they will be able to continue this agenda after their perfect puppet Barack Obama leaves the White House. Also, after Barack Obama leaves the White House, I wonder how long it'll be until, you know, the skeletons really come out of the closet about Barack Obama and his wife, Mitchell. I really think that probably by this time next year, all that will be out, that Barack Obama's a big homosexual. Mitchell's transgender. I mean, why not? I mean, certainly the world's ready to embrace them. I mean, the time is right, right? Why keep faking it? I think all that probably will come out. Now, if you remember when I done this story, when the Washington Post come out with this ridiculous absurdity, the newspaper had cited Proper Not, an anonymous website that posted its hit list of alternative media sites which were accused of publishing fake news, including many sites with impeccable reputation and audiences in the millions. Now, readers will be reminded of the horrific persecution and imprisonment of Ernest Zundel, which began, and this is absolutely true, and this is from a nationalvanguard.org story, but the whole imprisonment and sheer torture, really, that Ernest Zundel went through began with the accusation that he fake news, false news, meaning truths that the Jewish power structure did not want to be published. Proper Not has pushed a conspiratorial thesis without any actual proof that the listed websites have been either used directly or covertly by the Russians. While the bill passed the House with a sweeping majority, it is unknown if and when the bill will work its way through the Senate and be passed into law, although one would think that it has far higher chances of passing under President Obama than President-elect Trump. It also unclear if it will be used to shut down websites anonymously characterized as useful idiots or subversive elements used in disseminating supposed Russian propaganda. So I wanted to share that. I know it's a little bit lengthy, but this is another bill that just recently passed that goes somewhat hand in hand with the Anti-Semitic Awareness Act. And you can see how they are using this fake news and how they are using this Pizzagate, you know, that they are making their holy grail of fake news, although there's much more credibility to the Pizzagate story than I've seen of the Russian hacking hoax. But they're using this to actually bring about the passage of new laws. And if we were to see something happen to Donald Trump, and we were to get President Pence, all of the Vice President Pence become president, we would see all of this continue and come into fruition, and we may still will anyway. I don't know. All I'm saying is these are two bills that have been practically reported by no one that have startling effects on the First Amendment. And one has passed the House and the other has passed the Senate. And one passed unanimously and the other one passed almost unanimously by far a big majority, 390 votes. So with that said, the UK government has moved to formally adopt a definition of what constitutes anti-Semitism, which includes anything that condemns Israel. Now, this is a Guardian story, and Britain will become one of the first countries to use this definition of anti-Semitism as agreed to last May at a conference of the Berlin-based International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. So again, this goes into, while we're seeing these two pieces of legislation going through Washington, D.C., Great Britain is even ratcheting up theirs more than it is, and they've got people in prison right there, right now. A Downing Street statement said the intention of such a definition was to ensure that culprits will not be able to get away with being anti-Semitic because the term is ill-defined or because different organizations or bodies have different interpretations of it. Now, isn't that interesting? You've got the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center here in America. You've got all of this put into place. You got hate laws. You've got all of this put into place, but it's not enough. It's not enough. We need more. No laws put in place, you know, for if you're wanting to attack the white race or Christianity or really much of any religion other than Judaism, none of these laws are necessary. But an endless supply of laws need to be constantly updated, changed, and rearranged and strengthened because of anti-Semitism. Nobody ever asked the question, why is there this anti-Semitism? What's sparking this? What keeps this going decade, century after century? The IHRA's definition reads, anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jews or non-Jewish individuals or their property, towards Jewish communities, institutions, or religious facilities. It added, however, criticism of Israel, similar to that leveled against any other country, cannot be regarded as anti-Semitic. Concerns about criticism of Israel as a state potentially crossing into overt anti-Semitism has had particular recent resonance in British politics. And it goes into several of the different events that have transpired there. So just keep your eye on it. There's no reason to think we won't continue to just see more of the same. Back in moments.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I wanted to say one of the things that's probably some of the better news that we've seen right here at the end of the year is the fact that Aleppo is being liberated. And the fall of Aleppo to government forces has destroyed the terrorist chances of taking over Syria and has made it even more clear that the Syrians posing as refugees in Europe can now be sent home. There's no need to keep them. Russia's liberating Syria from the U.S.-backed terrorists. The Greek defense minister and his Austrian counterpart, Hans-Peter Dostozil, both announced this week that they were in favor of all refugees being sent back to Syria. Of course, this never happened. They didn't get them there to send them all. What kind of morons would let this caliber of people into your country to rape and rob only to send them back? But at least you've got some leaders in those countries that have recognized the fact and are doing so. In addition, they expressed that they're in favor of creating safe zones in other crisis regions where humanitarian aid can be provided locally instead of inviting all the refugees just to come to Europe. Now, this announcement is ironic because it was the exact policy proposed by the Austrian Freedom Party candidates in the recent presidential election in that country. But that was all fanatically opposed by all the media in the area. In addition, they renewed calls for the establishment of refugee registration centers outside of Europe where invaders claimed could be evaluated before being led into Europe. Another policy stolen from the FPO. We're all in agreement that a solution would be to take the refugees back to safe regions within Syria, for example, the south of Syria, under the supervision of international organizations. Kamanos was quoted as saying, all the while the conditions for this in the war-stricken country were not yet present, he had in the past also expressed that he is open to the idea of such safe zones under international observation. So it's interesting now that, of course, our mainstream media is actually portraying the exact opposite. It's actually ridiculously absurd when they show the people fleeing Aleppo. I think they're actually maybe returning to certain areas. But the news media, since they have, once they start this cabal of lies, they have to continue their cabal of lies. So they're still trying to hang on to, you know, that the rebels is fighting the evil Assad government. And it's just, and the whole world now knows. The whole world knows. I hope the Obama administration goes down as being remembered for supporting terrorists, murdering innocent people all through the Middle East, and he ends up as the most hated president since George W. Bush. Have you seen any of the pictures lately of George W. Bush and how he looks like he's just some old drunkard? I guess after all the evil that he's done and the murder that he's done and the blood that's on his hands, he must just curl up with a big half gallon of vodka or something every morning to get his day started. I mean, that's what he looks like. And, you know, finally, soon, the world will be rid of Herbert Walker Bush, hopefully. We've got so many of these that are way up in years, like George Soros, Henry Kissinger, George W. Bush. We've got so many of these. That certainly this world will throw off these vampiring parasites, and they'll be liberated to their next world hell. But not soon enough, and Angela Merkel as well. So I wanted to get that in tonight. Yeah, good news coming out of not only Syria, but out of some of the countries that have foolishly taken in all of these raping invaders and these super cowards into their country. And now, but you know, they'll never get them all out. A lot of them's unaccounted for. My favorite story is the ones that are, they're going to school, but they're really like 30 or 35. I mean, how ridiculous. If you've got a government that completely criminal and insane, then by all means, the people in those countries should overthrow that government and hang all their politicians and start over with something that represents the people. The NewObserverOnline.com, if you want to get news about what's happening in that area, is really not only the best, it's one of the few where you can actually get some news and information. Now, the German government has forcibly deported 34 Afghan invaders back to their home country. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, and I was running down this story about deportations of Afghans from Germany. You know, the story goes on to say, to add insult to injury, the deportation cost the German taxpayers 350,000 euros in addition to the years of welfare and benefits they have consumed while living in Germany, some of which they've lived for several years. The German government has said that it is looking at deporting 12,500 more, which is a drop in the bucket compared to the hundreds and of thousands now. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans, not Syrians, but Afghans in Germany. So, you know, when you've got a sellout, traitorous government that obviously is not working for anything like the agenda of the native people, then not only are they having to tolerate the raping and the robbing and everything else, but they also have to foot the bill for this complete ridiculous insanity. Now, National Vanguard did a really interesting story, which I've been watching on the evening news unfold all this week. And the name of the story is Syrians celebrate in the streets of Aleppo as Syrian army defeats the last of the ISIS resistance. Aleppo streets have erupted in celebrations with people waving flags and shooting in the air as reports said that the Syrian army has taken control of the last militant-held areas in the eastern part of the city. While an official statement on the situation is yet to emerge from Damascus, a source close to the Syrian army headquarters told RIA that the army is on the brink of liberating the city. Now, the mainstream media in America is portraying this, even though they're having to admit the fact that the Syrian government is liberating the city. They're still trying to portray all of the mayhem that's taken place there as the fault of Assad. It is so ridiculous. It's amazing to me that they are able to perpetrate this continual watershed of lies. With regards to this one city, the army has begun clearing out the last terrorist strongholds in several neighborhoods. The terrorists are firing back and are trying to use mortars, the source said. However, the complete liberation of Aleppo could happen soon, which will be officially announced, the story goes on to say. Meanwhile, people have already taken to the streets of the war-torn city in celebration. According to RT, all of the downtown Aleppo tonight is filled with people celebrating, which makes perfect sense. But the mainstream media in America goes around and finds the orphans and tries to claim that all of this has been, and they were saying the orphans was being shot at, just like, remember all the ridiculous stories that used to come out when they first invaded Iraq and they tossing babies out of incubators. I mean, there was so many, and then they would run into schools and, the schools would be shot up, and you know, I would try to explain to people, you know, that's like if China invaded the United States, that's like me running over into the local elementary school and shooting it up. That's how ridiculous this is. But this is the kind of propaganda, and unfortunately, when you really take a look back, wherever you want to put your starting point at, if you want to put your starting point at 9/11, if you take a look back at how successful that they have been with this unending, constant propaganda on the American people, the disinformation, the bold-faced lies regarding Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, we could go on and on. But it has an effect. And the reason it has that effect is people are busy, they're working because of the piss poor management of our economy by these sellout traders. A lot of people have two jobs or more. They don't have time to sit down and think critically constantly about the news that they're digesting. So they go home, they get supper, they turn on the news, and they get whoever they get, Wolf Blitzer or NBC or ABC or whatever, you know, and they're told these same stories over and over, so they believe them. That's how this has worked. For decades, they've made this work. I mean, look how they got us into World War II. Look how people don't have a clue as to the reality of what actually happened in World War II. And, you know, I say it often on this broadcast, but I'll say it again. Get the Secrets Behind Communism by Dr. David Duke, and a lot of these mysterious names and these different groups, nor you'll understand Bolshevikism. You'll understand it, and it really of all the books I've read, and it's not that I've read that tremendously amount of books on World War II, but that one really shed a lot of light. And you know, then it takes you back to understanding going through the process of World War I to World War II, and then that leads us up to where we're at now. All of this has had a domino effect until we're at the present day and time that we're at now. You can look at all these different events. I mean, major news networks to come out and to decry foul because of fake news, when these bunch of sellout traders would never report to you about the truth about the Gulf of Tonkin or the USS Liberty. They were not out there pointing out any of the facts that didn't make sense with regards to 9/11. They never were pointing out any of the insanity of that narrative that they constantly pushed with Bin Laden, where he was always releasing. It was almost down to like a 90-day every 3 months. He was releasing a new videotape with his clean robes behind a podium somewhere. But at the same time, they were trying to claim he was living in a cave in Afghanistan. I mean, it made you wonder, why can these people not connect these dots? Why is everyone... But 9/11 really was the one event that so many... You know, when I would do interviews on this broadcast... And oh, I want to make mention, Tex Mars, January 7th. Tex Mars on hour one of this broadcast, January 7th. I would always ask, how did you wake up? What happened in your life that made you suspect that something was wrong? And so many people, you know, it was 9/11. Now some of the older generation and people that woke up early, you know, they might have had other ones. You know, we've heard all types. We had someone recently, I can't remember who it was, even made mention of JFK. Was what really woke them up. But 9/11, with so many of the facts, just so much you can point to that didn't make sense. I think that, and you know, some of the great documentaries like Loose Change was made by people in their 20s, you know, and they were doing their own investigation and they're looking into it. So I say all that to say this, with regards to Syria and Aleppo, it is another perfect window of insight into the complete bold-faced lying by the media, the complete misinformation and manipulation of our political leaders to continue their agenda, which I think it is the war for the greater Israel, the greater Israel cause. I've already named different things, but why else would we be so determined to have regime change in Syria? And you know, if you look at the facts about what was happening in Libya with Gaddafi, I mean, it really should be a war crime, absolutely, for what we done to that country in deposing Gaddafi and ultimately him being killed. I mean, that is what this country has done and continues to do. You know, it amazes me how quick everyone is to rush to the flag, and they, you know, they get emotional with veterans, and I'm not saying anything's wrong with that per se, but what I'm saying is, when you really look at the history, when you really peel back past the patriotic symbolism and the warm fuzzies that they're always trying to put on you with regards to this country's foreign policy, when you really peel back a few layers of the onion and you really see what we've done and you really see what we do and you really see what we've become, and you look into the past of World War One and World War Two, it's not anything to be proud of. It's not anything to stand up and to buy into this notion that the mainstream media tries to indoctrinate you from birth, that somehow we wear a big white hat and we go around the world and we right all these wrongs. That's what they would have you believe, that, you know, if it wasn't for the United States of America, oh, it would be such a terrible place. You know, they've got the picture of the Statue of Liberty and she's doing the Nazi salute, the Sieg Heil. And apparently there's a movie. I mean, I'm so out of the loop on what's on TV and what's on in the movies, but apparently there's some movie or maybe a series. I don't know. whatever. But they are saying what the world would be like if Germany had won World War II. If you remember, there's a Star Trek episode where Dr. McCoy had went back in time and somehow changed things to where Germany won World War II. And then, you know, they absolutely, Dr. Kirk and Spock, they had to go back in time because they couldn't have Germany win World War II, for God's sake. For the love of God, we couldn't have that. But it's interesting that not what Hollywood would portray of what that would be like. No need to look to Hollywood to portray, because obviously there's no people in the history of the world, I don't think, has ever been demonized more and subjected more cruel brainwashing than the German people. But it's interesting when you look back at how much propaganda, because we're people my age and younger, I've really been raised on television. For a lot of people, television was their babysitter. They were put in front of the television, and really it's child abuse, if you get down to it, with my views now, to sit there and have to digest, especially today's television with the filth and depravity that it promotes. But you see why people act and say and do some of the things they do, because they have been a model of propaganda from birth. And that's why they don't know their history. They don't know what really happened in any of these wars, and they don't understand the foreign policy, and a lot of people don't really try too hard. I mean, if you talk to people, how many people really know what's going on with Julian Assange? And why? How many people, if you stood outside of a mall and you asked the first 25 people that come out of the mall, where is Julian Assange today? I don't know. Maybe three would know. It'd be darn few, I'll tell you that much. And that right there is probably the most critical thing to ever affecting true change and ridding ourselves of this parasite in this country that is destroying us from within, is the fact that the people have got to have an understanding of the reality. And, you know, we could debate endlessly about whether people's getting smarter or dumber, or if there's a mass awakening or whatever. I think there is an awakening, so to speak. It's not a mass awakening, not to the true reality, but there is a movement and an awakening with regards to how fed up people were with the Barack Obama administration, with Washington, D.C., with endless wars, with open borders. People are tired of going to their local Walmart and it looks like they're in Mexico City. They're tired of turning on their evening news and it's just black crime, black crime, black crime, fed to you by the black TV personalities, then told to you by the black chief of police. They're seeing that something has changed drastically and it's not working for the good of society. I'm not opposed to them being in those positions, so to speak, because here's what I am. I'm merit-based. If they're the most qualified, more power to them. But let's have a complete level playing field. Let's end government-sponsored racism, which is affirmative action. Let's end all of these special scholarships and all of let's totally level the playing field. If they really want equality, isn't that equality? I mean, if you go around and you preach you want equality, well, that's equality. Merit-based, the smartest students get the scholarship. Race does not enter into anything like that. There is no affirmative action, so there is no agenda to hire so many of any specific race or religion or anything else. None of that. Level playing field. Merit-based. It should all be merit-based. And if we ever made that realization and made that turn, then the white race will be able to get out from under this yoke of burden and this white guilt that they're managed to put on some of the more feeble-minded and make some changes in the right direction. But, you know, I don't know if we would even see that in our lifetime. I don't know. You don't have any politicians that advocate for ending affirmative action. You never hear people discuss really merit-based scholarships. That should be common freaking sense in this day and age. You got more people than you've ever seen before in your life and more organizations preaching and calling for tolerance, but they don't want to end the unfair system in which they subject the white race to. And if you go out and you advocate for these type of policies and expose the hypocrisy of these organizations and these people, well, then you will be labeled a Nazi. You will be labeled a hater. And when they put all their laws in place, then they will Ernest Zundel you. They will Joshua Bonehill you. Coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Baron in the studio. The website again, thealternativemedia.com, the alternative media at yahoo.com. And I wanted to remind everyone we're in the holiday season. We're just a couple of weeks left in the year. Support Republic Broadcasting. Donate to the work of John Stattmiller and the great staff at RBN. I mean, sometimes, you know, when you think back of some of the broadcasters that's been on this network since its inception and the volume of information, I mean, across the spectrum, I know everybody's got different shows they like more than others, and that's just normal, but what is brought to you? You got a call-in line, you can listen online, you got the archives, all of this is being brought to you free of charge. And I know a lot of people listen. So I wanted to take this opportunity before this hour runs out to remind everyone, if you can, donate to Republic Broadcasting. It is not inexpensive to run a network like this, and it is it takes a lot of time and a lot of equipment, large internet bills, power bills. I mean, it all, you know, it's just all involved, and manpower too. And so, you know, if when you're giving this Christmas, if you enjoy RBN, if you enjoy this broadcast, others, donate and help the work of John Stattmiller. Because, you know, when you think about John Stattmiller and what he's done and what he's put together, and what he has brought forward in, gosh, what's it, 15 years, maybe 16 years? I'm not exactly sure. I know. I think it was around 2000. But that is a lot of information that has been broadcast, that a lot of which would not have been, most likely, for sure, if it wasn't for Republic Broadcasting and the endeavor. And we all know what John has had to put into this. I mean, blood, sweat, and tears John has had to put into this network. So I wanted to take a few minutes before the top of the hour. I had a couple other news stories I was going to share with you. Kind of got me off track when John Kaminsky didn't come on. I'm not sure. He hasn't emailed back. So I hope that all is well with John Kaminsky. I talked to him earlier today via email. So maybe misunderstanding, which is fine. I just hope that that he's doing well. And we will absolutely reschedule that. I wanted to say again, January 7th, Tex Mars. I've been trying to get Tex Mars on. Been a lot of different things, reasons. He's going to come on for an hour, and I'm looking forward to that. In fact, his broadcast last Sunday night, which is on his website, Power Prophecy. If you're looking for some more good information, if you've not had enough yet on Pizzagate, he really delves into that. And from his perspective, having done this for decades, he's got a lot of insight. And so if you're looking for something, you may well enjoy that as well. Also, if you go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, and you scroll down, there's an RSS feed, and there's a lot of good stories there to check out, some of which coming from theeconomiccollapseblog.com. Coming up on the top of the hour break, we'll be back in moments with Patrick Slattery. Stay with us.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.